This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It is Wednesday, the day of the week we check in with WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
First up, Bill, some very sad late-breaking news. Former Patriots linebacker Junior Seau has been found shot to death in his home in California. Police believe he may have shot himself. Just 43 years old, three kids?
Yeah, three kids and an ex-wife. As you say, this is a late-breaking story, and so the details are not available, but there was some indication that he shot himself in the chest. And if so, it can't help but remind people of Dave Duerson's suicide, another ex-NFL player, who shot himself in the chest specifically so that his brain could be sent to the Boston University Center, where they're studying the effects of playing football for a long time on the brains of ex-players.
Were there any warning signs with Seau?
There was a warning sign of sorts. He ran his car off the road and in what many people thought was a suicide attempt some time back. He denied that, but I suppose in retrospect that might be considered a warning sign.
So if this turns out to be what it looks like, could this be finally the turnaround moment for a traumatic brain injury
and
how the sport handles it?
It's extremely difficult to know what a turnaround point would be in the context of this particular situation. There are something like 1,000 ex-NFL players suing the league at this point for damage. They aren't all suffering the same damage, but a great many of them have memory loss, dementia, diminished lives because of brain injuries. The league is still denying that they're in any way at fault. They're saying we've done everything we can possibly do to protect the health of our players. But this is, in late April, there was another NFL player, ex-FNL player who killed himself, Ray Easterling, formerly of the Atlanta Falcons, who'd been suffering dementia and memory loss and all kinds of things. He was considerably older than Junior Seau. But this is not something that's going to go away. But as far as a turning point, it's very hard for me to say. I don't know how many brains have to be examined and how many suicides have to happen before there's some acknowledgement of what's going on here.
Well, Bill, we'll look forward to continue to hearing your thoughts and what more we'll know by the time Only a Game comes to air this weekend. But if we could, let's move on to basketball, where the Celtics last night, actually even the best of seven playoff series with the Hawks. So how's the series look to you so far?
It's a very peculiar series when you consider that two of the players whom Celtics fans most enjoy watching, Rajon Rondo and Ray Allen, did not play last night. Allen because of injury, Rondo because of suspension, when he either intentionally bumped a referee or just somehow stumbled into a referee who had stopped abruptly while he was walking in the other direction. An extraordinary performance by Paul Pierce to even up that series, and it does sort of up the ante in terms of the interest going forward.
Bill, finally, the Pats aren't the only game in Foxborough. I understand that the New England Revolution soccer team has begun its season, and you want to introduce us to one of their notable players. Tell us briefly about Lee Wynn.
Well, Lee Wynn is an interesting character because he's played in three different countries over the past three different seasons. He was born in Texas, but his heritage is Vietnamese. He played in Vietnam, among other places, and was a serious celebrity there, and then played in Europe, and now has joined the New England Revolution. And not only is he an extremely accomplished fellow in terms of numbers of countries he's played in, at least to some extent he seems to have revitalized the offense on that team. So if he does that, maybe he'll become a celebrity here as well.
It's a great story. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, heard each Saturday at 7 a.m. and then again at 7 p.m. on WBUR. And you can hear Bill most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Adam.